absolutely nailed it last night.
Thanks a lot for that.
Next time we speak to Delta Goodrum, I'll have a chat with her. Why did she not swing around?
I don't know. I couldn't feel my whole left side during the whole performance, so I was just happy to be standing up at the end of it, to be honest.
Before you actually got on the stage, was there lead-up auditions?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of that. There's it starts in about August, believe it or not, and that was filmed, I don't know if I'm still saying, but that's filmed at the end of February.
Were your kids proud to see you on TV?
Oh, yeah, and they're all... I don't think it dawned on them how much attention they'd get to once they were on TV as well. All their friends are saying, oh, we saw you on TV.
Yeah, there we go.
Jeff, if they had turned around, who would you have picked? Say all four judges, or five, turned around. Who would you have gone with?
Well, firstly, I'm a bit disappointed that they didn't.
Yeah. I think the whole mid-North Coast is.
No. I don't know any of their music, to be honest. So, hey, I'll
That would be the ultimate burn if you just turned around and said that. Well, I don't listen to your music either.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I don't want to be on any of your team. That's what I probably would have said. Nah. I probably would have gone with the Maddens or with Delta. Just being Delta, having all the Aussie contact. And she's got a great voice.
And she's very good looking.
Oh, well, there's that.
It was noted that Delta and Jessie J were having a few stabs at each other. Did you notice that, or do you think it's just hype?
No, that's definitely there.
It is?
Really?
I think so. The elephant in the room is, I mean, Jessie J, don't get me wrong, she's an incredible singer, but she's a bit of a diva too, you know?
Is she?
Yeah.
Very, very much about the Jessie J show rather than The Voice.
She's
constantly cutting off everyone, you know, cutting off the judges, the coaches and other people, and getting up on stage with the people, you know, like, come on. Yeah, well, she jumped up and gave me a hug as soon as I told them that I'd had a stroke, but I wanted to speak a bit more, you know, I'm like, what? I don't even know you, lady. Excuse my ignorance. I know you've got a great voice. Unreal, but hey, like, I don't need to hug you.
Yeah.
Jeff, you had a great backstory as well. Everyone who gets through on The Voice has some hardship.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. They don't push the job stories. They say they don't, but Jesus.
Oh, yeah. They do, don't
they? It's constantly there, isn't it?
And they love a good montage as well.
There's a montage.
See, that's the thing. I can't sing to save my life, but just on my sob backstory, I would go through and win The Voice.
We've all got a backstory. Woke up this morning and the coffee was cold.
Oh, you poor man. Pull through for me. Pull through, Jeff.